verse 46.
רק בגמרא הקש. אלו מעט. מחור שלי בפונוב לא יתהבי מחור. רק בגמור אלו מעטו, מחור שלוי בפונוב לא יתהבי מחור. The person makes a מחור שלוי בפונוב, it will not be a מחור. דום ידשי רמועד. מה שרמועד בפונוב בעינן, הפוכנמי בפונוב בעינן. Has to be בפונוב. אין פה בגמור, הוסם והוא בבעולוב. הוכי חברו חברי ישלי, וחברי דחברי חברי ישראל. So this Gemara בפשט, we'll start בעל פה, we'll get a rhyme to them. There's two ways how to learn the Gemara. The Rishonim מתרשי, מתייספס. The Rishonim מתייספס is two ways how to be מסביר דוח לסוג. And we'll go כסיידה. The Gemara is קשה, the לשון הגמרא is, אלו מעטו, מחור שלוי בפונוב לא יתהבי מחור. המחור שלוי בפונוב will not be a מחור. זוג דמרשו. The pashtus of the words of the Gemara, מחור שלוי בפונוב לא יתהבי מחור, means that the מחור will not be a מחור, but the חזוקה will be a חזוקה. Right? The Gemara is asking, אלו מעטו, מחור שלוי בפונוב לא יתהבי מחור. A mechor shalai befonov is not considered a mechor. If it's not considered a mechor, so the chazoke is considered chazoke. This is the way Rashi, the Ran, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Yoine, all of that bismedrash are learning pshat in the Gemara's kasha. All this bismedrash learning of this pshat in the kasha of the Gemara. I want to explain. They learning that be'etzem the person yelled. The person made a mechor. He yelled. So what the Gemara is asking? Mechor shalei befonov, it's not a good mechor. It's not a good mechor. So b'meila, you want the chazoke to will be a chazoke. How it will be a chazoke? Zog in the Ran is the one that is masber, the sheet of the clause from Allah Rishonim. While we, the Ran, Rabbeinu Yehuda, Ramban, and Rashi, learning that cheskas gimel shonim doesn't have nothing to do with the shayla if yenem yells or yenem doesn't yell. Chazoke is not giboit of them that Yelim kept quiet. Chazoke is not giboit on the fact that Yelim kept quiet. If Chazoke is giboit on the fact that the other person is keeping quiet, of them is giboit cheskas gimel shonim, and the fact that the other person is keeping quiet, so the Gemara cannot ask the kasha that mechor shalai befonov is not a good mechor. If it's not a good mechor, so the Chazoke will stay a good Chazoke. How will be a chazoke? The other guy yelled. He yelled, he made a mechor. How you will have a chazoke here? The other person made a mechor. How you will have a chazoke? So the Gemara is asking a kasha. Elo me'ato, mechor shalei befonov lo yitehevi mechor. And the Gemara wants it to will be a chazoke. And the Gemara wants it to be a chazoke. The only way that we can understand the Gemara's kasha is that the Gemara means to say, Zog deran, cheskes gimel shonim, the reason a person becomes a muhzik is why? Because he's oichel sholoy shonim. Cheskes gimel shonim is not a raya from the shtike of the other person. Marshal is that mazru the hezbah, just as the diuk. The cheskes gimel shonim is not giboit of them that the other person kept quiet. The cheskes gimel shonim is from the fact that I ate sholoy shonim in the soda, I become a muhzik. The fact that I'm eating here, sholoy shonim, I become a muhzik. The mechor is coming for something else. The melech frag the gemara. Mechor shalei befonov is not a good mechor. If mechor shalei befonov is not a good mechor, so what happens? Bleib the chazaka. Yenem didn't do the mechor like he has to do. Take away Yenem. And I ate shalei shonim. Tesvis could never learn the gemara like this. Because Tesvis learns what is cheskas gimel shonim. From the fact that the other person kept quiet for 3 years, it's a raya, it's mine. He never kept quiet. He yelled. He made a mechor, the other person. He made shalei befonov, but he made a mechor. So you can learn the Gemara's kasha is, elo ma'ato mechor shalei befonov lo tehevi mechor, so we'll be a chazoke and we'll not be a mechor. So here's the first neshitosa. Rashi, that Rishonim that learned pshat, that cheskas gimel shonim is no shaykhes to the other person keeping quiet or yelling. The Ran says yelling could yell bismog. I'm eating here for 3 years, I look like a bailim. I look like a bailim, Yenem is yelling, but he's yelling and I'm eating. So I'm the bailim. The one that yells is the person that is not a bailim. The one that eats is the one that is a bailim. He has the money, he's the one that is eating. Shalei shonim, I'm sitting here, I become the bailim. I become a muzik, a rai that I'm a muzik. A rider and the bailim. This is what Shalei Shonim does. So I'm sitting here for 3 years, I become a muzik. Frag the Gemara, but mechor shalei befonov lo tehevi mechor. The mechor is coming for something else. We'll see in a second for what the mechor is coming, for keeping the shtar. Frag the Gemara, mechor shalei befonov is not a good mechor. So it's not a good mechor, but the chazoke blind the good chazoke. Tesis could never learn like this, pshat in the Gemara. Because Tesis learns that if the whole chazoke is giboy that Yenem didn't yell, Yenem yelled. Yenem yelled. So you can learn pshat in the Gemara's kasha mechor shle befonov lo tehevi mechor, that the chazoke will be a chazoke, just the mechor will not be a mechor. Because Yenem yelled, there's no chazoke here. This is the reason Tesis turned over the sugya and learned a new pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara meant to ask elo me'ato mechor shle befonov lo tehevi mechor, not if the person yelled. The person didn't yell. Just the Gemara means to say like this: if the other person is someone far that he can yell, so b'meila, the chazoke is not a chazoke, but the other person knows that if he will yell, no one will hear about it, so there's no reason for him to yell. There's no reason for the other person to yell. B'meila, the other person doesn't yell, and while the other person doesn't yell, while the other person doesn't yell, b'meila nishtok in chazoke. So lefit tesis, what is the kasha from the Gemara? The Gemara's kasha lefit tesis is that val mechor shle befonov lo yavi mechor. While the other person doesn't have a reason to yell, b'meila nishtok in chazoke. Ma she'engel lefit rishoy. So now that we know that it's two mehalchim, how to be masbir da the Gemara, we could start the tzurus of the Shmaisa. So we'll start with the Mahalach from the Rishonim. And we'll see it's the Shitosa in Neve Bey, Apomo. The Rishonim are learning al derech teis, al derech Rashi, Ramban, and Ran. The Rishonim learning Pshat. That the Gemara learns that cheskas gimel shonim, we have to remember, is giboit, and the fact that I'm eating shalei shonim, I look like a bailim, doesn't make a difference on the Ran if Yenem yells or Yenem doesn't yell. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Only one kasha. Elo me'ato mechor shalei befonov lo tehevi mechor. The Gemara's kasha is, Yenem's mechor is not a good mechor. Oh, but the chazoke is a vada achazoke. A chazoke is a vada achazoke. So what is the Gemara's kasha? So the mechor will not be a mechor. What pshat mechor will not be a mechor? Zogin the Rishonim. Mechor comes, lefi the Rishonim, for what mechor helps? If cheskas gimel shonim, I become a muzik after 3 years. The fact that I'm sitting in the sodeh and I'm eating it for 3 years makes me to become a muzik. The fact that I'm sitting in the sodeh and I'm eating it for 3 years, I become a muzik. So what mechor, what is the purpose of mechor bichlal in the whole story? What is mechor? What is mechor lefi the Rishonim? Yenem yells, so what if he yells? But I'm the muzik. What is mechor? Zogin the Rishonim, the mechor comes that the other person has to keep the shtar. Even Alibid Rabbi Yishmael, the purpose of mechor is to tell the other person to keep the shtar. And while I told him to keep the star and he didn't keep the star, is a reyusev ach bishtoroch. And this breaks the chazoket. Even a libid Rabbi Shmuel. We'll have to explain it. But I want first the first chaylik. So what is the tzus of the shmaisel lefid rishoyni? The Gemara is asking like this. Elo me'ato that we're learning out from Shor HaMoed that a person becomes a muhzik. We know in Shor HaMoed that what? That you have to tell the Baalim that the Shor is nagach. If not, he doesn't know about it. So the Zelbe Zach in Cheskes Gimel Shonim. What is Cheskes Gimel Shonim? He's a muhzik. If you want to tell the Baalim to keep the shtar, you have to talk to him himself. If you do it, Shalei B'Fan, if he doesn't know to keep a shtar. And for the Gemara, no, in Shor HaMoed, you have to go over to him. Why you have to go over to him? Because if you don't go over to him, he needs to, not his Tamzir HaKosuv, because you have to bring Edim to be Makrish the Edim. He wants to fight it, he wants to argue with the Edim. He has to know who are the Edim that are saying against the Shor. Masha'enken and Momenes, if the Mechoyah Chavre Chavre Yisleh, maybe he could keep a shtar. Maybe you could make a Mechoyah Shalei B'Fono. That's the Gemara Lefi Rashi. In the Ran and the Ramba. Masha'enken again Lefi Teisves, Nishtoa Zah Platz, such a Pshat. Mechoyah Shalei B'Fono is no Chazoke. The Gemara is asking for Kert. And place that he can't do a Mechoyah will not be a Chazoke, because it's no rife in the fact that he kept quiet because he knew you will not hear about it. And for the Gemara, Rechavri Yisle, he knows that if he makes a Mechor, people will hear about it. So he had to yell. So the Melech, the Chazok is a Chazok. That's the source of the Shmaiz. That's the source of the Shmaiz. And the Rishonim cannot be like Teisvitz. So I want now, first to Miyasad, we'll start to Miyasad Shitas Rashi, and then we'll Miyasad Shitas Teisvitz. Let me Miyasad Shitas Rashi. The Gemara is asking as a kasha. Elo me'ato lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, lefi Rabbono le'moshe. It's not even kasha b'chlal. But lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, we're asking now, Rabbi Yishmoel learns out from Shor HaMoed. What is Cheskes Gimel Shonim? A person becomes a muhzik after 3 years. No shaychus to the rayev ach v'shtoch. At the fact that a person is eating, he becomes a muhzik. And when he's a muhzik, he doesn't have to answer. Or he's nemo to what he's timing. And the Morikame has to prove that he's right. Elo me'ato, mechoe shalei b'fonof. But what is the purpose of mechoe? Mechoe is coming for what? For ach v'shtoroch. When the person didn't know about it, so the mechoe didn't work. So mele, what is the most kasha? When a person made a chazoke, and the other person made a mechoe shalei b'fonof, let the chazoke to be a chazoke, and let the mechoe not to be a mechoe. Because the person doesn't know to keep a shtar. And the Talmud says, chavre chavre is like, it is a mechoe, because he knows to keep a shtar. I think in the Ran, if you see the Chiddush of the Ran says it milo b'milo. It sounds a poshut zach. I'm asking. It sounds a poshut zach. Herzach ha'im good. Lefi this, what is Cheskes Gimel Shonim? I'm sitting 3 years in the Sode, I look like a Bailim. I, the other guy, yells, so he yells. I look like a Bailim. The Gemara says it's a problem. I didn't hear about it, so I didn't know to keep my shtar. But the fact that I'm sitting 3 years in the Sode, I become like a Bailim, even if the other person yells. The fifth taste is, the reason I become like a Bailim, I look like a Bailim, from the fact that the other person kept quiet. Three questions, why he kept quiet? It's a Raya, it's mine. So taste cannot learn like the Rashi, that the fact that the Mechor should be fun of, the Chazok will be a Chazok and the Mechor will not be a Mechor. Yell and yell, but made a taste of a different shot, and we go back to taste. But Rashi in the Rishonim, I learned in Pshat, that the Cheskes Gimel Shonim is Giboy Tavod, the fact that I'm eating. So what Yelim yells doesn't stop my chazoke. Just fuck out. What Yelim yells, the Rishonim had to say a noob shot. What the Mechoyah does, the Mechoyah is the reason for me to keep my shtar. Bele Frey de Gemara, but I don't know to keep my shtar. I don't know to keep my shtar. Rosh de Gemara. Frey tzach de kashe, in Rashi in the Mishnah steht nicht das. In Rashi in the Mishnah steht nicht das. In Dibur HaMaschil Sode Beisabal. In Dibur HaMaschil Sode Beisabal, the last three lines in Rashi, She'ein lecho odom aroyes chaveiroi shezoireya esodeyu lecho il priya osu ilashono v'shoisek. She'ein lecho odom aroyes chaveiroi hazoireya esodeyu lecho il priya osu ilashono v'shoisek. State in Rashi, so you know, if you bashkof or ishoin, state in Rashi like Teisvus. State in Rashi like Teisvus. Rashi is learning Cheskes Gimel Shonim is a muhzik. Taisus learned it's a raya for the other person who kept quiet. Lefi Rashi, it's not the point that Yelim kept quiet with a raya that it's mine. 3 years I become a muhzik. Just Rashi learns why I become a muhzik. Not stand the fact that I'm eating makes me to become a muhzik. Not stand the material that I'm eating makes me to become a muhzik. I'm eating and he's keeping quiet. Oh, I look like a muhzik. And he's weiter keeping quiet, I look like a muhzik. And he's weiter keeping quiet, I look like a muhzik. Lefi Taisus is mismadresh. I don't become a muhzik. In a karka, you never become a muhzik. Three questions, why you're quiet, why you're quiet, why you're quiet. And three questions, we have one teretz. My stomach is solved. Lefi Rashi, it's no questions with the teretz. I need to become a muhzik, and I'm zeichim din chazoki kol mashatachas. No verse. How I become a muhzik? I eat, and normally if I'm not the bailim will yell, and they didn't yell, the mele, once, twice, times. Oh, I look like a muhzik, I look like a muhzik, I look like a muhzik. As I Muslim Zogin, as I stuck in Stira and Rashi, Rashi is not going like Taisus. Rashi is talking as boss that Yelim is quiet, but Mela, I become a muzik. This makes me to look like a muzik in the Sodom. This is the Avada and Divrei Rashi. This is Pashut, on them we have a Stira and Rashi. So Avada Rashi is learning that you say the three Achilles is what? That with three Achilles I become a muzik. No boss. Not stand three Achilles. The fact that Yelim kept quiet and I'm eating, oh, I look like a muzik. Again, I'm keep quiet and I'm eating. I look like a muhzik. Keep quiet and I'm eating. I look like a muhzik. So I need Yelim to keep quiet to make me to look like a muhzik. This is the Avonah in Divrei Rashi. On them, we should have in Rashi in the Mishnah. Aber azay, now we have a problem. So now we go back to our sugya. Frek de gemore, elo me'ato, mechoye sheloi befonov, loi terevi mechoye. Zog the Marsha, that the way we're learning Rashi is, that the Gemara is only asking that the Mechor will not be a Mechor, but the Chazoke for sure will be a Chazoke. The Gemara is asking the Mechor will not be a Mechor. Why? Because the Yesod of Mechor is Ta'ach Vishtorech, and I don't know to keep my Shtar. I don't know to keep my Shtar. That's the Avon Lefi Rashi. I don't know to keep my Shtar. Lazav that I don't know to keep my Shtar. But what is the Cheskes Kimil Shonim is Giboita for us? That I'm eating quiet and he's not yelling. This makes me to a muhzik. He yelled. He made a mechoy. So how I became a muhzik with Firashi? How the Gemara asked Elo me'ata mechoy shlim before lo'lita evi mechoy? And how I become a muhzik? But Yelim yelled. The Ran explains how they're learning. How the Ran, Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda are learning the sugya. While they're learning that Chesed Gimel Shonim is no shaykes if Yelim yells or Yelim doesn't yell. Even if Yelim yells, I become a muhzik, zok the Ran. Because my achzok in the Sodom Shalosh Shonim kederech bailim makes me to look like a bailim. Doesn't make a difference with Yelim. So then the Gemara is gishmak. My chazok is a chazok, no mechoyes. Bichlal don't know how this story is my chazok. Mechoyes coming from a different picture in Gantz, from the side. Mechoyes said, please keep the shtar. And the male is a reyesev ach mishtoruch. We have to explain that. But that's it, the Gemara. The male afraid the Gemara, if shalei befana, the mechoy didn't work, and the chazok is state. This is the way it's Rashi. But now that we learned in Rashi in the Mishnah, as Rashi in the Mishnah is master, how I become a muzik. Even Alibid Rabbi Yishmoel, the way I become a muzik is how? What makes me to become a muzik? She'ein lecho odom lo yes chaveiro eich ezureach in ashono achas v'shoisek. B'meli, when I'm eating in such a massive that he's keeping quiet, this shafts me always to become a muhzik. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Posh the kasha, what? Ish kolom? Lama zem lashon Rashi bayos. Mechoy shle before lo tevi mechoy im micho ha-me'are. בתור של לשון לפני עדים שלו בפני המוזיק ומדו שפלני מרזיק בקרקע שבגזל יותר ומכוי ידעו מן אשר אמרו שם עדים ששם נוגר בשלושה פעמים שעידו שאין הנעס אמורית אף אסרו אס עדו של מכוי דמכוי ידעו מידע עוד אישי אסרו אל ישמור שתו ירוי ואף המכוי אסרו אל יזור בראי אס סחוסי ושטר מחיר עושה מה משפל? On the Rashi in the Mishnah, the sugya is gishmak. We have a chazoke because if Rashi is not, if it tastes in a chanami, it's giboit on the raya, this is the reason Taisus has to change the sugya. So we can't say that Rashi or shtik is the ikir because we know Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, so we're saying, pshat, but not that the shtik is the ikir. I want to explain. If it tastes, the shtik is a raya that it's mine. If Rashi is no shaykhis to rayas, I become a murzik. I only become a muzik when it's a shtiki. Want me to explain to you, Rashi? I'll explain to you. When I eat it, Like a Bailim, I look like a Bailim. I eat and everyone is putting signs against me, I don't look like a Bailim. When I eat it and it's quiet, oh, he's eating here, he's living in the house. Someone's living in the house for 3 years. Then someone comes, we say, Herzl Chaim, he looks like a Bailim. But if someone's living in the house and every day the police is here trying to take him out, he says, after 3 years, look, I'm already here for 3 years, I look like a Bailim. He doesn't look like a Bailim. Not the Mechot, Bidiyuk. But if the person yelled, so it's normal that he doesn't look like a Bailim, so Krashi. Why I look like a Bailim? Because yelling is not yelling. As they, what? Why? 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 The Gemara didn't say that you don't hear from the Chazak. He heard, he yelled, he saw and he yelled. But Rashi says he yelled, the guy yelled. More from that, if he didn't see, there's not a chazoka bichlal if you have a kasha. No, the Gemara is asking, is a shayla, what is the Gemara's kasha? Rashi and the Rishonim learned the Gemara kipshutoi, that the chazoka, the Gemara doesn't want to check the chazoka when the other guy is away. When he's not roya, it doesn't bother us. You're asking a kasha, the Teretz is right, that you don't need it. I'm a muchzik. The kasha is of the Rishonim mechores for a different reason. No, shaykh is to the mevatel the chazoka. The mechore doesn't come to the mevatel the chazoka. The mechore comes just to tell me, please keep my papers, and if I didn't listen to that, is a reyesa against me, and that reyesa is mechayev me. This is the reason the mechore comes. Frag the gemara, mechore should have been full of technish. Well, the other guy doesn't know about it. So the gemara, he knows about it. This is the shakra v'tar levi the rishonim. Aval, this is only going because we learn that the chazoka is not giboit av yenem shtike. If the chazoka is giboit av yenem shtike, so if yenem yelled, so there is no chazoka. And if Yerim doesn't hear about it, it's also no chazoka. So Taisus went and he changed the Gemara, like we'll see in a second. And he says the Gemara didn't mean to ask that it would be a chazoka. The Gemara meant to say, even if Yerim didn't yell, if Yerim yelled, for sure it's no chazoka. Even if it's Shulei Bifonov. The Gemara is asking better, even if he's keeping quiet, well, he knows that we will not hear about yelling. People don't yell stop. They only yell if they think the other person will hear it. When they close in the house, they don't yell. Well, he's far away, but maybe he doesn't have a reason to yell. The man of the chazoka is not a chazoka. This is the way it takes to learn the sugya l'shitasa. Right, but people don't yell, stop. I'm asking you, when you're closing your house and you hear something. I'm asking you a question. You're sitting in your house and you heard nothing. No one is around. And once and you lost the house, you start to yell to the walls? You don't yell. So why do you yell?
What's the point of
you can't keep quiet. You yell, yell, it's taganev, get back. Ganev, go away. But if someone stole from you, if you don't control yourself, you yell on your own. But if you don't yell, stop. No one yells when he's inside his house. You yell to the walls. Mechor is, I yell on Yenem. I'm asking, everyone has asked, I heard maybe today from 50 people this question. Why not? If he's angry, he has to yell. I'm not saying I don't hear that question. Oh, but that's a Nishkin Kasha. I mean, to answer it. But that's a Nishkin Kasha. If you taste this. You only yell, if you yell on that person. Stop to yell. Wait, Shabbos. I heard all these questions. Mominus doesn't hurt so much. Again, the Gemara says a different kasha. Val mechosh lebefon of he will not hear about it, so he doesn't have to yell. So the Gemara is asking, so it's not a chazoke, frag the Gemara. Mele frag the Gemara, so it's not a chazoke. That's the Gemara's kasha. So it's not a chazoke. But we'll go through the taste in a minute. Lamishtal and shit as Rashi. Lamishtal and shit as Rashi. Lamishtal and shit as Rashi. The shit as Rashi is a pele atzuma. It's a pele atzuma shit as Rashi. Dainu, lulei divrei Rashi in the Mishneh, Rashi would go glat like the Ram. But while Rashi and the Mishnah said some words, so Ashkof is showing Rashi is a steer to what we said. No, the pshat is the Chazoke gate with Yenem's keeping quiet. Then I become a muhzik. This is the way Chazoke works. So at this kasha is three terutz. I saw in Sefer Arze de Beirav El Bleib Tzorchiyot. One mahalach. El Bleib Tzorchiyot. My grace to Archove. And then Sofer Bleib Tzorchiyot. Tzorchiyot from the Rashi and the Mishnah. We know that the Pshat here in Rashi is like we're learning, and Rashi and the Mishnah Tzorchiyot. Rav Nochem said a Pshat. Rav Nochem said like this. Rashi doesn't mean ein lecha adam royes chaveru b'shoisek means that he doesn't do a mechoah. Rashi means ein lecha adam royes chaveru zireya achilas peiroi shono achas v'shoisek, and he leaves them there. He gets rid of him. And the fact that he didn't get rid of him is a raya. The fact that he didn't get rid of him is a raya that he's the mukh. The fact that he didn't get rid of him is a raya that he's the mukh. Doesn't mean why he didn't make a mechor. It means why he didn't get rid of him. Why he didn't throw him away. The fact that he didn't throw him away. I will explain what Rashi means. Rashi says, how I become a muhzik in 3 years? Because every normal person, if he sees I do such a thing, he will take me away. And if he didn't move me away from here, it's a lie that I'm a muhzik. Not why he kept quiet. Not that he's yelling. If he yells the whole time, doesn't make a difference. I stay a muhzik. Ein lecha odom royes chavei roi oichel achilo achash v'shoisek means, and he keeps quiet about it. He leaves him here. What? Once, it's not a raya that it's mine. I become a muhzik because of that. In 3 years, I become a muhzik. It's not a raya. Why I look like, I want to explain. Why I look like a muhzik? Because if lo yitzui, I want to explain. When I'm a marshal, I'm sitting in someone's car. Why I don't look like a muhzik? Because maybe he's taking me in a ride. So I don't look like a muhzik. If I drive it, ain lecha adam, so if I drive it for one day, I don't look like a muhzik. Maybe he lets me. I'll tell you more from that. You walk in a house, and you take a shortcut somewhere. Well, here, look, I took a shortcut. There's a raya, I'm a muhzik. People, even if it's not yours, they let you to take a shortcut. But if you take out peiros, people don't let you to come to the house and start to take out peiros. Stop. Achila, the whole year? If someone amor passes and takes off a fruit, the Bailim says, fartik. But if you take a whole year, the Bailim will not let, he will take it, you didn't take it. The fact that he didn't, you look like a muhzik. Not going on the raya mideloy micho. This makes you to look like a muhzik, lefi Rashi. 3 times you become like a muhzik. 3 times you become like a muhzik, lefi Rashi. The male is like, Gabnochem, you yelling? Doesn't stop it. The only way to stop yelling to be a muhzik to Gabnochem is throw him out. So male, look at the side of the dvar. The cheskes gimashonim is 3 years and the Sada I become a muhzik. And mechoel lefi Rashi doesn't stop it. The Rishonim said, because stamp doesn't make a difference with Yemen. If I'm eating 3 years, I become a muhzik. We had a kasha, Rashi in the Mishnah says, I only become a muhzik because Yemen kept quiet. So Kipshuta was mashma, that if Yemen yells, I don't look like a muhzik. This was the kasha. The arzik gibblim not a kasha. Zog of Nochem, Rashi didn't mean Yemen yells. Yemen left me here, makes me to look like a muhzik. The fact that the other person left me in the sada, I look like a muhzik. Even if he yelled, so yelling doesn't stop me. What yelling helps? Firashi, what yelling helps? To keep the shtar. What mechor helps the firashi? To keep the shtar. Mechor doesn't stop the muhzokas. I sit in the sun for 3 years, I become a muhzik. Kick him out, makes me ois muhzik. What is mechor? Shtar. Samod nezach, Rabbi Shmuel mit the shtar. This is the second chelik of the sikh. The Rishonim explained, they had a problem. The ezem mefir Rabbi Shmuel, mechor didn't make sense. Because they're learning that Chazok Gimashoni means 3 years I look like a muhzik. If 3 years make me look like a muhzik, so what is mechoy bichlal? The Torah says mechoy is to keep the shtar. This is what mechoy does. It's a reisa to keep the shtar. And while the mechoy makes a reisa to keep the shtar, the mele has to be befalo. To kick him out. Take him and pull him out. Call Beis Din. Call Beitin. Mechoah doesn't help to keep the shtar. You can make a mechoah, he will have to keep the shtar, and when you go to Beitin, you will win. I said, why have to make more? Make a mechoah, you will have to keep the shtar. What is that going to do? Take him out. You don't want to take him out, you don't want to make a mechoah. It's a loose. Either take him out, or make a mechoah. The stab the chazok is to take him out. What? No, the mechor is the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches. Rashi explained why his bichlal becomes a muhzik. No, Rashi explained how he becomes a muhzik. Rashi is not telling you yell. Rashi is masbir why he becomes a muzik. Rashi is not masbir that. Rashi is masbir why I'm a muzik. I'm a muzik because ein lecha odom royes erich lachil hashem b'shoyse. I heard another hasbel from my shver. I think it's a shtick of more mashma in Rashi. Rashi means like this: Ein lecha odom royes chaveiro erich lachil hashem achas b'shoyse. Not from the fact, like Reb Noch, not from the fact. Not from the fact that I didn't make a mechoe, or from the fact that I didn't throw you out, is a raya that it's mine. It's a raya that I become a muhzik. No. The muhzik Rashi is really like the Rishonim. We can't change Rashi from the Rishonim. That the fact is that I'm eating Shalishonim, I look like a muhzik. And thus alein makes me to look like a muhzik. Not because Yenim kept quiet. No. I look like a muhzik. So what? What is the nafkin? So Rashi in the Mishnah, Ein lecha odom royes chaveiroi, oichel achilo shana achas v'shoisek, so Rashi pshat hazeh. Why I look like a muhzik? Because I'm eating 3 years. Why it makes me to look like a muhzik? Because I know that normally, the real bailim will throw me out. Normally when I eat in a sadeh, the bailim will throw me out. Normally when a person comes to a sadeh and he eats, the bailim doesn't let him to stay there. He throws him out, like Reb Nochem, or he yells at him, like the Alza. I know that normally people will not keep quiet and I will eat here and they will do nothing. They will get rid of me. So the fact that I'm not scared to sit and eat here, this shows my muhzakas. Doesn't make a difference if Yelim yells or not. Nein. The muhzakas is the fact that I'm sitting here 3 years and I'm eating, this makes me a muhzak. So Rashi in the Mishnah explains why. Why I know that a person has to throw me out and I'm not scared. The Torah says, Ich kuk azei ve'abaylim. A baylim is not scared. A ganev doesn't eat. He's scared the baylim will chase him. A baylim is not scared. A ganev is scared. A baylim is not scared. That's like Rashi. The lo yitzir, the baylim is not makbid on such a zach. I don't look like a muhzik. Lo yitzir, the baylim is not makbid. I don't look like a muhzik. Weil normal the baylim is makbid on such a zach. Weil the baylim is makbid on such a zach. B'meila I look like a muhzik. So kum tais hazeh. So Shitas Rashi is very poshut now. That the Gemara is learning a kasha, Elo me'ato, azevi al rishonim, Elo me'ato mechoe shalei befonov loitehevi mechoe, the Gemara is kasha is, Vail yenem uz machzik im alshonim, b'meile yenem has a chazoke. And the mechoe for sure doesn't disturb the chazoke. Just the mechoe is coming for a different purpose, for keeping the shtar. B'meile frek the Gemara, if the mechoe is coming for a different purpose to keep the shtar, shalei befonov yenem doesn't know that he has to keep the shtar, b'meile the chazoke will be a chazoke, and the mechoe will not be a mechoe. Not if the Gemara is kasha, and the Gemara is teres lefi Rashi is chavre chavre isle, he knows he has to keep the shtar. This is the way Shitas Rashi. This is Shitas Rashi. Teisves. But Masber is not rounds in Rashi, but we go Levayim. That's the Shitas Rashi. Tesis is learning the Gemara the other way around completely. Tesis has a problem. Tesis learns if Yenem yelled, there's no chazoke. Tesis is not mekabel all the tirutzim that we said. If Yenem yelled, there's no chazoke. If Yenem yelled, there's no chazoke. So if Yenem yelled, there's no chazoke. So the Mele Tesis has a problem. What is the Gemara's kasha mechosh and follow with every mechoy? But where is the chazoke? Where is the chazoke here? Zok Tesis a faker te pshat in ganzi. A faker te pshat in ganzi. What is the faker te pshat? The Gemara is asking pum faker. While a person doesn't have to yell. While a person doesn't have to yell. When he's far away because he knows that no one will hear him. So he doesn't feel a reason to yell. So Mele Vezaynishkin chazoke. V'zaynishkin chazoke. That's the Gemara's kasha. It will not be a chazoke. Van Yelen doesn't have to yell. The Rishonim can't learn like that. Even if he doesn't have to yell. Aber, I have a chazaka. But this is mean that the yisrael of the chazaka is what? What is the yisrael of the chazaka? The yisrael of the chazaka is val yelim keeps quiet. Frag the gemara shalay befal. This kind of like the rishonim that the mechor will not be a mechor and the chazaka is a chazaka. If yelim yelled, there's no chazaka. Most tases turn over the gemara that val yelim doesn't have to yell, but mele is nishkin chazaka. What is the talus of the gemara? Chavre chavre yisrael mele is a reason for him to yell. There's a reason for him to yell. Lama is the lashon tases? Pirashri. כאחד ילפין משרמו את דאבי חזוקי בשור הזימני, אוכנה מנהלת מה שעור צורך עדו בפונו, ולא יאמר כל איסלי, ותויל אוכנה ממחוי שבפונו איסלי למימר, דלסלי כלה, במילה ולא יתאה חזוקי. אבל מי ששום על החזוקי. And it's a ride that he kept quiet. כיוון דאין כוי למחוי, מאו יומוי לי מומויך. כיוון שלא תגיע למרסיק מחוי עושי. ואף מי שמחוי בו לבד על החזוקי ועדו בו לקיים, וכל מקרים פה רשפי. ועוד אינו כת מחור ולא אינו כת חזוקה. תגמור היה תאז, כשמחזוקה נשמע אספי מהאוטה. אבל מחור אין נשמע אספי יויסו. הוא בלא ישר אמור אליו ומוצא למיפרח, אלא יתאה מחור כלתורך. אלא כיוון דיאפין משר אמור, ידניח לי למיפרח מיני. ומשעני חברי חברי איסלי, ויש כל בין למחור בין להדוי. אבל בהדוי גרי נגזר עשה כוסו, ודי נס ומוד אלם כלמיני בפונו. אפילו יסבר באלף דויים שאילו אשר בבייס. So these are the two pshat. Now, before we go to the next step, there's a pshat of kemina lemaise in between Rashi and Tesfos. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara learned the whole time, the chazoke is a first the chazoke. The kasha was, mecho is never stopping the chazoke. Mecho is telling me to keep the shtar. If yelim eilim mecho is shalei befonot, I don't know about it. What's the end for the Gemara? Chavre, chavre, isle, I know about it. Now, what would be if the eidim that I made the mecho say that they never told no one? The Eidim come and say, we never told him. Again, I was Machzik Gimel Shonim, he made a Mechor Shalai Befonov, and these two people say, we heard about it, we kept it in a secret. What would be the halacha then? You hear the Shaila? Two people, a person made a Chazoke, and the other person made a Mechor Shalai Befonov. Now the Eidim come and say, we didn't tell him! Without Lei Plugs. Lei Plugs basically, Lei Plugs. Yeah? The terrorist is the fear, Rashi, the chazoke, was the chazoke. It's no, I didn't have to keep my shtar, I didn't know I have to keep my shtar. I have a chazoke. The fact that I was here 3 years is a good chazoke. When you yell, you don't stop my chazoke, lefi Rashi. The fact that you yell, lefi Rashi, this is the longest, doesn't stop my chazoke, lefi Rabbi Yishmael. Mechoe is not a mevatel to the chazoke. What mechoe to zoif? That Yelim has to keep the shtar. The mechoe to zoif that Yelim has to keep the shtar. Ah, it's like the Gemara, but he didn't hear about it. Chavre, chavre, isle, the chavre, chavre. The chavre said that they didn't say it. The chavre said that they didn't say it. So while the chavre said that they didn't say it, so I never heard about it. So I didn't know that I have to keep my shtar. I didn't know that I have to keep my shtar. So mele lefi Rashi b'chai gavne the chazoke will be a chazoke and the mechor will not be a mechor. We'll go to Tesis as pshat. Lefi Tesis the Gemara's kasha was chazoke is because Yelim keeps quiet. Oh, but if Yelim is so far away and he will know that if he will yell, I will not hear about it. So even if he didn't yell, I will not have a chazoke because he didn't have a reason to yell. And for the Gemara, no, he has a reason to yell. Because he has to hope that I heard about it. So now what would be if he made a mechor and I didn't hear about it? I don't have a chazoke because he made a mechor. So what if I didn't know to keep my shtar? The chazoke is what? Why Yelim kept quiet? He didn't keep quiet. He didn't keep quiet. He yelled. So I don't have a chazoke. So the fifth day is if Yelim made a mechor, should lay before of. Even if the Eidim say that he never told me it, Echob Mishkin chazoke, Yelim yelled. Lefi Rashi, what Yelim yell never disturbs me. If I hear that Yelim is yelling, I have to keep my shtar. If I bring Aiden that I didn't hear about it, I don't have to keep my shtar. No matter, I have a chazoke. Lefi Taisis, the whole chazoke is why Yelim didn't yell. If Yelim yell, even if the Aiden say that he never said it over, doesn't make a difference. This is Poshet. This is the Aleph base, and this is Poshet that Taisis and Rashi and Shitosoi are learning the Sugya Kipshuta. Yeah, this is the psicha to the sukkah. This is the psicha to the sukkah. Lama gain itzter to the second step in the sukkah. Zogin ala rishonim and Rashi beroishon. So what is mechol lefi de rishonim? He had a shvel Rashi in the Mishnah. But what is mechol lefi de rishonim? Not to show that I'm angry, not to stop the chazoke, because the rishonim learn l'shitoseinu it doesn't help. L'shitoseinu it doesn't help. Zogin the rishonim. So what is mechol? To tell you to keep the shtab. To tell you to keep the shtab. This is Shetel Rashi. Shamechoi yasroi liyzoer b'ri'i aschusoi v'shtar mechiroso. Frek de welt abon bedike kash. Nachdem edaf gein b'dikoy la'iyun. B'dikoy la'iyun, marish. The mechoi is to tell the guy, please keep the shtab. This is mechoi. You tell the guy, please keep your shtab. So he told me I have to keep my shtar. And if I don't have a shtar, what happens? As a reyu say, ach v'shtaruch, where is your shtar? So the mechoy makes me that I have to keep my shtar. And if I don't keep the shtar, as a reyu say, ach v'shtaruch. I want to ask you a shay. Lefi Rabbi Yishmael, sida za musig of a reyu say, ach v'shtaruch. I want to ask you a shay. When a person drops a shtar lefi Rabbi Yishmael, after how long? How long? Shlomo, after how long a person drops a shtar? Tell me how long? 3 years? So why after Yudches Chodesh in the Mishnah I have a chazokah? After Yudches Chodesh I have a chazokah. And as past in 3 months I have a chazokah. What is chazokah? I'm a muhzik, I don't have to answer. When the Zareya says, Ach Mishtorach against me. I'm asking you, the Fira Bono, the people throw the shtar after 3 years. The Fira Bishmoel, they don't throw the shtar after 3 years. So we asked, so why after Yudches Chodesh it's mine? So we said, if I'm a Muchzik, lo echpat li a Reya Sev Ach Mishtorach. When I'm a Muchzik, lo echpat li a Reya Sev Ach Mishtorach. We bring a Raif and Rebbe Uchber, Evet Kotna Mutol Be'ariso, Le'alte Rabbi Chazoke. Why Evet Kotna Mutol Be'ariso Le'alte Rabbi Chazoke? Evet, you write a shtar on the Evet. So why Le'alte Rabbi Chazoke? Because Evet Kotna Gmol Av Lamedvav, Evet Kotna cannot walk. So it's Chazoke Kol Mashtachas Yadol Mushaloi. So if I have a little Evet in my house, I'm a Muchzik. I is a Reyesa Evach Mishtoruch. Zok Rebbe Uchber, when a person is a Muchzik, is no Reyesa Evach Mishtoruch. When a person is a muhzik, is no reyesa evach mishtoruch. Nefir Rabbi Yishmael, we said, Zogin the Rishayim, after 3 years I become a muhzik, so reyesa evach mishtoruch doesn't disturb me. After Yudches Chodesh, I become a muhzik, the reyesa evach mishtoruch doesn't disturb me. So the tzus of the Shmaiseh, the way we learned the Shmaiseh was, that be'etzem Nefir Rabbi Yishmael, every time when a person is a muhzik, the reyesa evach mishtoruch cannot disturb. Evet Kotten Mutal Be'arisa, La'alter Rabbi Chazoke. Reyesa de'ach b'shtoruch, when you're a muhzik, is no chisoron of ach b'shtoruch. When you're a muhzik, is no chisoron of ach b'shtoruch. Yudches Chodesh, what with ach b'shtoruch? When I'm a muhzik, is no chisoron of ach b'shtoruch. This is the klal. When a person becomes a muhzik, is no reyesa of ach b'shtoruch. Lefi Rabbanan, Stol Yishol Yishonim, Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, Lefi Rabbanan, we explain, Reboch Ber explains, why they have to say that people lose the shtar? Because Rabbanan learn, you never become a muhzik in a karka. They don't learn it from Rabbi, from Shira Mu'ed. They start learning as a raya. But Ach Mishtoruch, you need 3 years to lose it. But Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, Lefi Rashi, Ramban, Rand, Rabbi Yene. Then I become a muhzik. So when I'm a muhzik, a raya of Ach Mishtoruch doesn't disturb me. This is the reason after 18 months, even that L'chur, I don't lose the shtar, but I'm a muhzik. Evet Kot Namut al Ba'aris, we said that Akdom Mishir Zokhe Baruch Ber, while I'm a muhzik, it's no raya of Ach Mishtoruch. Right? This is the source of the Shmais. But as what helps the mechoy b'terech shalosh shanim? Yene makes the mechoy. B'hatzach the shtar. I heard. 3 years pass, 3 achilas pass, I become a muhzik. So is a reyesev ach v'shtoruch. So what? So what if it's a reyesev ach v'shtoruch? How the rishonim came and said? The rishonim came, the Ran, Rabbi Yein, and Ramban here, Bar Chove. They said like this. We're learning the Gemara's kasha that in 3 years he becomes a muhzik, even if Yenem yells, because the muhzik stays. So we have a problem, so what is mechoe? So we turn the Gemara here, we're mechadish, that even if you're Rabbi Yishmael, the mechoe is coming to tell the other person to keep a shtar. And b'meile, if he doesn't keep the shtar, it's a reisa of ach b'shtaruch, and the chazoket doesn't help. What do you mean the chazoket doesn't help? We're miyasid, and we said it barachov in the last shiurim, that when a person is a muchzik, reisa of ach b'shtaruch doesn't take place. Evet kot namud al b'arisa, v'alem a muchzik, is no reisa of ach b'shtaruch. What? When a person is a muchzik, is a reisa of ach b'shtaruch or not? So what if he yelled at me after 2 years? But after 3 years I became a muhzik? Say no. When a person is a muhzik, lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, is a rei yosef ach mishtorech or not? I'm asking you. A minute. You're saying you're terrorist, we'll see about a minute why it's wrong. But a minute, lechure, some choshev ha'achroni bezogin hazeh. Mechor doesn't take away chazak lefi Rishonim. This is the whole Yisrael. That even if he yells, it doesn't make a difference. This means the Rishonim explained that even if he yells, the chazak is safe. We ask, this is all the truth. That Reb Nochem, he did throw me out, the chazak is here. Mechor never breaks chazak. Zogin the Rishonim, so where Mechor comes into the picture? Nochem, the Rishonim were miyased, and our sugya, Ran Rabin Yehine, that Mechor cannot break chazak. This is the fault of the sugya. What is Mechoe? Zogt Rashi on Nupsha. It's not a Poshte Kashi, it's Shmuel Malka. Is that a Poshte Kashi? Why is that a Poshte Kashi? Same time? What? What is it? Lemaise Yenem is a Muchzik. Reyosev Ach Mishtoruch. What is the Reyosev Ach Mishtoruch? So I hear Reyosev. Oh, but Lefira Bishmoel, after 18 months, also is a Reyosev Ach Mishtoruch. The Terence says, I'm a Muchzik. Eret Kot Namud Al Ba'ariso, I'm a Muchzik. So some Achroini wanted to answer like Chaim. Chaim wanted to say that you're right, rest of the Ach Mishtoruch can't break a Muchzik. But if I told you to keep the Shtar, and you didn't keep the Shtar, I told you to keep the Shtar, oh, das ist a starke Reihe. They told you to keep the Shtar, das ist a feste Reihe. Stop, a person doesn't have a Shtar, I lost it. A Muchzik, I lost it. You were told that tomorrow will be a Dintere. You know it's the case. Why throw away your papers? Shaita. The fact is, you never had it. Sounds good? It sounds good. But Herzachain doesn't have a bit of a kish. Herzachain good. It's wrong. Herzachain good. Trach a minute. It's posh to cheshbin. It's aleph base. But I wanted to listen good. Why it's a wrong cheshbin? What do you say? A person is holding three achilles. 3 years, yeah? Three achilles. And we said after he's a muchzik, it doesn't make a difference. Real sadach b'shtaruch. Have it caught miyad. Yitches chodesh miyad. Just here, why the race of the Mechoyah makes the race of Ach Mishtoruch? He told me to keep the paper and I lost it. Oh, that's a shame. As I said, when we read the Ran, it's Kimat Mefurish that he says these words like you. You told me to keep the paper and I didn't keep it. I got it. I want to ask you a question. I came into this field and I ate three achilles. Then he asked me, where's my paper? I lost it. Race of Ach Mishtoruch. But I'm a Muslim, so I win. Right? Why you lost it? A good tekashin, I lost it. A reisa, but I'm a muzik. A muzik is allowed to. A muzik can handle. He doesn't lose because reisa da'ach mishtar. But if you told me to keep it, then there's a tain on me why I lost it. When you told me to keep it in the second year, what about if you told me in the second year? Shtei mechor is till the 3 years, yeah. So you told me in the second year you made a mechor. I say hatzachan, I lost it in the first year. I lost it in the first year. There's no reisa da'ach mishtar. I lost it in the first year. I didn't lose it in the second year. What? If you made a mechor in the first year, you had a teretz. But a mechor is not only in the first year. Mechor is kol shal ishanim. Mechor is shal shal ishanim. Mechor is shal ishanim. Lefi the rishonim, the avona in the sugya is, I have a chazoke from the fact that I ate shal ishanim. I'm a muchzik. This is the avona of the sugya. I'm a muchzik. This is the avon. And the mechoy cannot break the muhzik. And this is the reason Taisus Michlal didn't like this shot, because if he takes the mechoy breaks it, and this is the reason Rishonim say, even Shalei Befon, if it doesn't break it. So they had a problem, so they learned a new pshat, that mechoy is coming for a different purpose. The reason the mechoy is coming is for what? The mechoy is coming to tell me to keep my shtar. And they had to be mechadash, that even if Rabbi Yishmoel is a new ber, if Reus had a ach mishtoruch. Nuzach, you're right, the sugya spoke about chazoka. Mechor is a nuzach to keep the shtar. Meli Gemara asked the kasha. דומי לשר אמור, אין את הנגמר, חברי חברי איסלה, לא עשינו את הרצון לגמר. We asking a kasha, אבי רבי שמואל, רבי אוכבר, was masmet us klov, and the person is a muzik, is no rei sadach vishtoroch. It's no rei sadach vishtoroch. Bring a raya from every kot. So what we're trying to answer, and as he's a mashmois in the Ran Bashkof or Yishoyno, well, he told me, this is a shtalker ach vishtoroch. You're right, but I'm saying that I lost it before he told me. So I lost it in the first year. Now 3 years pass, and a muhzik is a reyese, you're right. But we said a reyese I could deal with. Muhzik could win the reyese. I can't win the shtalke reyese. But I tell you that I lost it before the shtalke reyese. So al kol choch, the avon and the rishonim is a bissel anders. We're not changing the tools of the shmaise. Avad and the rishonim learning the chazokes from the fact that I'm eating 3 years, I become a muhzik. The fact that I'm eating 3 years, I become a muhzik. That's his portion. 3 years in, I become a muhzik. The mechoya tells me, ach v'shtoroch. And when the reyesev, ach v'shtoroch, weiss that his muhzik doesn't win. Aye, so why every time we said, after Yudches Chodesh, I'm a muhzik, I win. Evet Kotten, I win. We have to say, as avo, that a person loses a shtar when he becomes a muhzik. When he becomes a muhzik, he loses the shtar. Not after 3 years. The Hainu, I will not say he loses it. He's allowed to lose it. Not that he, 3 years, people lose papers. Not the vote. The vote is when a person feels a muhzik, it's not a tain on him why he didn't keep the shtar. I was a muhzik. Evan Kotten, I was a muhzik. I didn't keep the shtar. Shalosh Achilles, I'm a muhzik. I didn't keep the shtar. Men is poshuk. Not the pshat that muhzik wins reyes at the ach v'shtoroch. When a person is a muhzik, it's no tain on him ach v'shtoroch. A muhzik doesn't have to hold a shtar. So mele, after you tchess chaynesh, I'm a muhzik, is no reyes edach v'shtoroch. Evet Kotten, I'm a muhzik, is no reyes edach v'shtoroch. But if the person came to me in the middle before I came a muhzik, and he told me, keep the shtar, I can't say after, okay, but I'm a muhzik, I don't have to have a shtar. When a person became a muhzik, he doesn't have to keep the shtar. But here, if a person made a mechoy b'toich hazman, if a person made a mechoy b'toich hazman, well, he made a mechoy b'toich hazman, so the fact that he's doing a mechoy b'toich hazman, so he told me before I became a muhzik, he told me to keep the shtar, so I can answer after, I don't have a shtar. When a person is a muhzik, he can answer, I don't have a shtar. It's not contained in him that he doesn't have a shtar. I'm a muhzik, he doesn't have to have a shtar. But lo yitzir, the mechoy was koydem hazman, the mele, before you became a muhzik, you have to keep the shtar, the mele, you have to behatzach the shtar. The mele, you have to behatzach the shtar. This the Messiah, this chelek, is kedai to zendo in the Rabbeinu Yoyne, and the lashon of Rabbeinu Yoyne, even again, Rabbeinu Yoyne is going like all of this Rishonim, and the lashon of Rabbeinu Yoyne, this thing, this kasha, he held from Rabbi Gershon Ribner from Lake, when he asked this kasha, that in lashon of Rabbeinu Yoyne, these things don't fit exactly. That even the mitzad echod, Rabbeinu Yoyne is learning the whole sugya though. Azevi Rashi, Azevi the Ran, Azevi the Ramban. The Rabbeinu Yoyne betchilas hasugya says klar that a person becomes a muhzik only because the other person is keeping quiet and he's not yelling. This is the reason I become a muhzik. While I'm eating and the enemy is keeping quiet, I become a muhzik. And this doesn't stim. We're saying now that if you all the rishonim, even if Yenem is yelling, I stay a muhzik. The mechoya has to be only for keeping the shtar. And Rabbi Yehuda himself says it klor in our sugya, like the Ran and the Ramban. But in the beginning of the sugya, in the lashon Rabbi Yehuda, there is the mashmoras abisul anders, that the only area I'm a muhzik is if Yenem is keeping quiet. So in the lashon Rabbi Yehuda, it's k'dayt zezen in a veinik, si nishta zeh mistader, was mizokti itzlo.